section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Coming to you live from Hell, Michigan, it's IBWIP. On tonight's show, Let's Get Personals, IBWIP News Bulletin, Jason for the Movies, Who Is You, and the location of the lost city of Hotlanta with your co-hosts, Heartland Heartthrob Brett Conlon, Whiskey Chaser, The Voice, and me, Locks of Love Jason. And now your host, Blake Clayton.
Hey now, how's everybody doing tonight? We're celebrating... Hey. Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween, everybody. This is the 7th annual IBWIP Halloween episode, and we are excited. We're all dressed up. We're all ready to have a good time. I am your host, the Podcasting God.
Halloween.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much. All right, well, we got a great show lined up for you. We got tons of music. We're going to get started. We're going to go over an hour tonight. Fuck it, right, guys?
Just Why not?
Why the fuck not?
Go over an hour. Who cares? All right, first of all. We have, in a recent IBWIP poll, 43% of our listeners believe that he is the grandson of Cousin It. Welcome. Locks of Love, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Is it because is my voice sounds like him? Is that why?
It's because you have really long hair.
It's pubes.
It's a running bit that I just refuse to let go of.
Makes sense.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm dressed as Batman this evening. And by dresses, I mean I put a rubber mask on my head, and now I'm Batman.
Nice. Well, I like it. We got everybody dressed up this evening. Even Molly's dressed up as, Britt, what did you say, was a monkey?
I said she looks like one of those little monkeys with the symbols and that little hat on her head. I don't think she liked that too much.
All right, I'll pay for that later on. Across from me, a little known fact about our next co-host, he played lead guitar for Michael Jackson's Thriller. He was only 3 years old, but he has confirmed that Michael Jackson did not touch him inappropriately. Whiskey Chaser.
Yeah, absolutely did not touch me.
And your character that you were dressed up as?
You know what? I really don't know. I just, a mustache.
I believe it.
he is a mustache.
I am a mustache.
Oop gooba choob. All right. Well, thank you for being here, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Catty corner from me, because I don't have, we have so many people in the
kitty
studio.
Corner.
The kitty corner.
No, we're the adult table, remember?
Oh, yes, from the adult table. He has been busy recording his upcoming album entitled I Owe Everything to IBWIP. Welcome back, Brett Conlon.
Ow, thank you, guys. Yeah.
Or should I say Forrest?
I just felt like running.
I didn't think about this, but I have no idea how I'm going to sync up the audio because I can't see anybody's lips.
It should be noted that Brett Conlon is dressed up like Forrest Gump.
I just name him that. All right, and finally, across the way, over to my right-ish, kind of left-ish, you can talk to him about music, you can talk to him about The Simpsons, but do not dare insult him by talking to him about cabbage. It's the one and only The Voice, Dustin.
Hello, hello.
Woo. Woohoo.
We let all these bats in here.
Crazy. We have a great show lined up for you guys. It's a little bit above the norm. We're going to go a little bit further out.
Who are you dressed up as tonight, Blake?
Oh, sorry.
And who was Dustin dressed up as?
Oh, yeah, I just did a bit for the video people.
I don't know his name.
Hunter S. Thompson.
Yes, Hunter S. Thompson. And you're a very good Hunter
Thank
S.
you.
Thompson.
Dr. Gonzo.
Dr. Gonzo.
He's nailing it.
Raul Duke.
Raul.
And Blake, who are you?
I'm Howard Stern. Hey now, hey now.
Very appropriate.
Robin, I thought you were Joey Ramone.
I love Robin Quivers.
Joey Ramone, yeah.
The initial plan was to get a brown wig and be Locks of Love, Jason. And then it took a turn for the worst because we couldn't find a brown one. So we got a black one. And then I put it on and it looked like Howard Stern. So hey, boom.
You've got the same facial structure as him. It's crazy.
Are you saying I have a big nose? Thank you very much.
No, I have more like the chin area. You guys have the same chin.
Oh, we have the same chin. Well, folks, so we are live on Mixlr. You can check that out at ibwip.com. Just click listen to broadcast. And we also have a chat room. There is a chat room tab on IBWIP.
One of my buddies is on the chat room right now. He's really giving us some shit.
Is that the Anon? Anon.
Anon, Anon.
Captain Hashtags.
It's my buddy out in Boston.
Hey, all right.
Boston.
He's listening to us at 8:30.
These intros are too fucking long.
You say that?
Yeah.
Tell him to suck my dick.
He grew up here, but yeah, now he's got the full Boston accent.
All right. Well, we don't want to wait anymore. Let's get straight into it. Let's go ahead and just get straight into the next thing.
Whatever that next thing happens to be.
Nah, Chase.
Hey.
Hey, hey, hey now.
He's so excited, he's choked up.
Let's stop right here.
The mustache is getting in the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Just cut right here. Your name on the show, we have you as Whiskey Chaser. Can we have you just called the Segway King?
Segway King.
But then everybody's going to think he rides one.
We could get him a sash that says that.
Poor Chaser.
Okay. So, I'm 110% not segueing into anything.
This is just all organic, natural conversation that we're carrying on.
Yeah. So, I guess we'll. Is it Lonesome Wyatt?
No.
you could segue into. Girl,
oh, I'm sorry.
Mustache.
You know what? You actually, you corrected me because I didn't segue, and that messed you all up. That was Lonesome Wyatt and Holy Spooks with "I Want to Be a Monster." See, I've got too much shit going on. Jason.
Yeah.
How's your love life?
Wow.
How's your mother?
Funny you should ask me that question.
That's all you got to do.
Let me hear your body talk. Let's get personals. My favorite segment of the show where I get to tell people about my online dating life.
You recently became single not too long ago, and a couple past episodes we helped you design an online profile.
Well, I mean, maybe we should go back even further and define the word help.
That's what I was just going to say, in quotations.
Is it a picture of him in the Batman mask?
Hey.
The truth of the matter is we spent over the course of two episodes filling out my online dating profile, and it all amounted to a hill of beans, I would say, because I had to go back and redo a lot of it to make it readable for the common man.
Why? What was wrong with it?
Oh, how much time do we have on the show?
Oh, we've got hours. I'm going to be here all night until this wig melts off my face.
Okay, so we filled it out. I went home, and I churched it up a little bit, and then I went on to POF, a free dating site, and not a lot of luck. I talked to some ladies, and then I went on to OkCupid. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Okay.
I really am all new to this online dating. I don't care much about dating. I thought it'd be funny for the show. But I'm having some conversations with some ladies, and it's not going terribly well. And I tell you, it's going even less well for someone locally who was robbed by someone.
I read about this.
On PJ Star, which is a Peoria Journal Star, or local newspaper. And I just pulled the story from online. Man allegedly robbed by a woman he met on the internet.
That's happened right here in hometown, so...
Guys, meet her on Farmers Only, Christian Mingle.
Yeah, you don't find that on Christian Mingle.
All blacks dating.
Ouch.
It was a J-date. While police are now seeking the 25-year-old woman who called herself Molly.
Oh.
How many Mollies are there in Pekin, Blake, besides your wife?
None.
During her encounters with the victim, her alleged accomplice was arrested this week. Charles Cheney, 18, of Peoria, was charged in court Wednesday with aggravated robbery. He remains in Tazewell County Justice Center on $10,000 bond pending a March 22nd preliminary hearing.
Ooh.
Cheney is accused of holding what the victim thought was a knife to the side of his neck from the back seat of the victim's car as Molly demanded he emptied his pockets the night of February 15th.
Oh, what a shitty Valentine's Day present.
Ouch, man.
Yeah, no doubt. First of all, sad thereabouts of Valentine's Day that someone is using online dating to meet up with someone. Second of all, how much of this shit do I really want to do if I'm going to have something, a sharp object pointed in my neck while I'm trying to make time with a lady?
Yeah, it would scare me a little bit. If I were you, I would definitely be a little worried. But you're Batman, so it's okay.
I am dressed as Batman, and you're right. It makes almost everything I do okay. I'll tell you what I'm doing right now.
You just... I don't know what you're looking at on your computer, but you just look fucking pissed.
Everyone I came in tonight, everyone thought I was angry about something. It might have something to do with my grandma dying.
That would anger you, I guess.
Wow.
I mean, most people would just be sad, but
I got pissed off. She owes me some money as well. Oh, okay. I'm never going to see that now.
Justice must be served.
You put the down payment on her life alert for her.
That's right.
Now she's dying.
Now she's falling and will never get up. It's too soon to the point where it's not even happened yet. It's very meta.
Oh, my.
So you're at the point where you want her to get some use out of it.
That's right. Well, I'll tell you, what I'm currently doing is I'm on the site. You see pictures of ladies. Have any of you done online dating?
No.
That's how me and Molly
met.
No.
I was married, and then I found a
just yes
girlfriend.
Or no.
He was married, so yes, he was on every online dating site.
So you've gone from long-term relationship to long-term relationship. Yeah. Okay. I've never done it. I feel like we're all roughly the same age. I feel like everyone's done it, and I was last of the boat, but I'm finding out it's just me and Blake here.
Yeah, that's how I found my beautiful wife.
You guys are the only losers with wives from online dating.
How much did you do before? How much online dating did you do before, Blake, before you met Molly?
I have used it a couple times, 20 or 30 times.
Okay, I see what you're saying. I see what you're getting at. I had those glasses.
Yeah, it was back to Robin Quivers with the news.
very good, Howard. Thank you. Okay, so basically, you answer a bunch of questions. It tries to give you like a percentage of how you'd match up with someone else. It tells you your matches. You can look at them. You can give them a thumbs up. Would you like to meet them? Thumbs down.
Hey, I give you a thumbs up.
Yeah.
Do they know if you give them a thumbs up?
Kind of. In some of these places, it's like they want you to pay a monthly fee. So, this girl liked you. Find out who it is for, $20 a month. So, F that. I'm not paying that. I'm just sending messages to ladies. I've started a lot of conversations, but I feel weird asking you guys now for help because you've never done it. But what would you guys suggest I do? What kind of, opening lines? Clever.
I would just
lines.
Put a picture of your cock on there. That way they know exactly up front what they're getting.
Good advice. Yeah. Okay.
One pickup line that worked for me the best was, "Hey, my bed is made out of boat material."
Boat material?
Yeah. She was like, "Oh, was well, she I must see. I must see." Her name was Jacob the Mute, by the way.
Ah. What? Yeah.
I got that. I got that. That was a good reference.
Is that an album by Mars Volta? Yeah. Is that what that is?
Yes. It's 20 hours long.
Yeah.
Okay. What is boat material?
Yeah, I don't know. Vinyl? I don't know.
Fiberglass?
Aluminum? Fiberglass. Aluminum?
I guess it depends on what era you made your boat. Because if you were in the 1400s, you probably made it out of
white oak.
Wood or something. I don't know.
Probably wood. My bed's made out of wood. Real attractive to
that's
a lady.
Boat material.
Dustin, I'm looking your way now.
Yeah. I mean, you can always go with like a good old standby opening line like, "Your parents must be retarded because you're so special."
Oh, I like that one.
That's good.
Zing.
Well, I'm writing
that down. Or did it fall? Oh, did it hurt when you fell from heaven?
Is that good? Is that a good one?
You say it just like that.
Yeah. The one that I got Molly with, the one that really brought me and Molly.
I'd love to hear this
because I was like, "Hey, you want to go on a date?" And she's like, "I don't know. I got a lot of people. I don't know." I'm like, "Hey, you want to go on a date?" She's like, "I don't know." And I said, "Hey, you get your ass to the ice cream parlor at 5:30 and meet me there, and you'll be lucky if I don't give it to you in the rear end."
Holy cow.
The rest of our life together has been splendid. Never a fight. Sex every night. That's what I would do, Jason. Go with it.
Oh, boy, that sounds like terrible advice. Actually, one of my things I was going to ask about is places to meet up after talking to someone, and you would say the ice cream shack.
The ice cream shack, coffee, don't want to commit to something that's going to take all day.
No dinners.
Nothing's going to cost you over $10.
You don't want to go to a movie because you don't talk.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Bowling is okay.
Something quick, cheap, like hot dogs.
Somewhere you can fornicate.
Park bench.
Whatever.
Whatever. What's worked for you in the past, Hunter?
You can take her to the pound.
Yeah.
Take her to the pound. Boy, downtown. All good advice. And I'll keep hammering away at it. I'll keep coming up with new opening lines. I'll keep busting it out, see what the ladies say. I did have two girls that, and this is really depressing. I got to the point where it's like, yes, they want to meet me. Yes, we figured out a place to go. And then, poof, they disappeared.
They didn't come? Did you go?
Sounds like a job for Batman.
Maybe
they were there, but they were like watching from a distance for you right. to walk up, and they're like, I think that's him.
I told them I'd be wearing my tuxedo, and I'd be holding 15 white roses, and to look for that. And then they said, no. We never set up a time. We just said, okay, when are you free? And then once I hit that, they just disappeared.
It's because of that catfishing stuff.
Maybe so. It's a real bummer.
People are not who they seem.
It's a real bummer. But,
so no dates.
Nothing yet. I've been talking to a lot of girls.
Any sexting?
No sexting. No sexting yet.
Girls like the sexting.
We're getting there though.
If you're interested in meeting up with Locks of Love, Jason, how do they get a hold of you on iCupidHeart?
You can go to okcupid.com or pof.com, and you can look for the username I own a bicycle, which in itself is a lie. I do not own a bicycle.
I don't see why you're not.
I think you can also just throw the bat signal up, and he'll just show up.
I got some pretty funny pictures. You actually do get to see my locks of love in my profile picture, so check it out, ladies. And hey, you know what? At this point, even guys.
Equal opportunity employer.
Hey.
Hit that outro?
All right. Jason, I wish you all the best of luck, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate that.
I wish you would have a Halloween date. It would be really great.
I really don't care about dating. This is more for the show. I care about the show. But if I can...
I can't see you at all.
If I can lay with a woman biblically, then I will.
Oh, well. All right. Well, we have another segment that we hired the voice specifically for this segment. So let's give him his intro music. Dustin, give us some of those.
Hello, my children of the night. It's time to do the news.
Ooh, Dracula.
I'm not going to read the news this way. I got caught up in the spirit.
I got excited.
Yeah, all right.
I put my knife on it.
Okay, first story. Florida man, 19, charged with performing lewd act on a toy horse at Walmart.
Oh, my buddy, my brother.
All right. Police in Florida say 19-year-old Tampa man has turned an innocent stuffed horse into his personal sex toy while shopping in Walmart. And I find this funny that this comes on the heels of our story about defecating on a teddy bear a couple episodes ago.
Chase and his sick, demented mind decided he was going to use
that. We're painting a picture here.
Yeah. Sean Johnson was arrested Tuesday at the big box store located in Brooksville and charged with indecent exposure and criminal mischief after Walmart employees told police that the 19-year-old had been spotted pleasuring himself with the help of a stuffed animal. Johnson was taken to Hernando County Jail, but was later released after posting $1,500 bail. According to Johnson's arrest report, the suspect was caught on surveillance cameras just before 3 p.m. Tuesday, acting suspiciously. That's a weird time of the night to be acting that messed up.
What time?
It's called a little afternoon delight.
I guess.
He's probably trying to work up an appetite for dinner.
Yeah.
When I like to play with myself at Walmart, it's about, I don't know, like 1:30 in the morning.
I'm a midnighter.
At the stroke of midnight.
I put out this thing online. I'm like, the homies ride at midnight, and people know
the homies ride at midnight.
Come find me in the light bulb aisle.
Yeah.
I like that.
The teenager reportedly removed a brown, black, and red stuffed horse from a clearance shelf and walked over to the bedding department, where police say he proceeded to pleasure himself using the toy.
You think he was looking for those specific colors?
That's what I was wondering. Like, oh, that one's purple. Nope. I'm not in a purple mood right now. Yes.
Well, why did he go
brown, black, and red, just like I like them?
Why did he degrade himself by using the one that was on clearance?
Yeah, you want to go top shelf horse if you're going to have sex with a stuffed animal.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, he just likes them cheap and
Brett, have dirty. You ever thought of touching yourself with a stuffed animal?
I've thought about it. I've never, you know, the way my mind works, I think about a lot of things, and they're all filthy and disgusting, but very rarely do I go through with them.
Well, here's a tip. They've got a description on how he did it if you ever need an idea.
Yeah.
The arrest report cited by the smoking gun described in graphic detail how the 19-year-old man allegedly pulled out his genitals so he could, quote, hump the stuffed horse utilizing short, fast movements until he achieved satisfaction.
What about the horse?
The horse, I think, just took it.
So he wasn't... He's one of those selfish lovers. Yeah. He's not worried about that.
You know, that's why I went with the stuffed horse. A real horse, it's a little riskier.
Because you can get kicked. You can get kicked by a real horse, and you'd die.
Yeah,
it would be no doubt about it that you would die.
So yeah, the stuffed horse is the way to go.
But we were this weekend we went to a Halloween thing, and we saw one of those miniature ponies.
What'd you do to it?
I pet it.
Yeah, right.
With head what? Where?
What color was the horse?
It was brown. The head of my penis. I just kind of rubbed it across his mane.
Against the grain?
Yeah, and then the 4-H girl got all fucking shitty with me about it. I don't know what her deal is.
What do you do?
Yeah.
All right, well.
So, yeah, store cameras then captured Johnson placing the defiled horsey smeared with bodily fluids on top of a packaged comforter set. The 19-year-old then took off running. As you know,
that's
you
what
would
I do every time I jizz all over somebody. I just shame. Run away.
I don't have on the ankle. After I come, I don't have the energy to run anywhere. Yeah, I would just fell asleep.
I like that he went to the bedding department. Like he took the horse and went there. Like
I'm gonna lay you down.
I'm gonna make this real special for
on
us.
A soft bed.
Kind of romance that plush animal.
Well, he didn't want kids to see. You know, take it out of there. Yeah. You didn't want kids to see. So,
in a written statement, Johnson said, "I did unmentionables to a stuffed animal." The officer put it into perspective of what would happen if somebody would pick it up and use it. I did not think of it the way he put it, so I feel like I did a horrible act. The defiled toy and all the items it came in contact with had to be disposed of after being deemed contaminated and unsellable.
Oh, you know that they put that thing back in
the... Maybe not Walmart. I think a lot of times when people have sex with something from a store, it usually ends up at like TJ Maxx or Marshall's. Is that right?
Or Ross's.
Ross, Dress for Less. Yeah. I think that's right. What's the next story?
All right, the next one is ways to spook up your holiday, high-tech Halloween.
Huh.
In recent years, my favorite holiday has gotten a high-tech makeover. Smartphones and other digital gear have changed everything about Halloween, from how you decorate your house and your body to how you figure out which homes in your hood are handing out the best candy. Here are a few of the best ideas. Treats on the streets. I feel like we need like some hip kind of...
Treats on the streets.
Yeah, there we go.
Yo, homie, drop a beat one time, boy.
Yeah, that's a good intro. Is that witch next door giving out candy or laying boxes of raisins or, in my past, a toothbrush? You can find out by signing up for Nextdoor's Treat Map. This social networking app for neighborhoods lets you see which homes in your neighborhood are giving out candy, have turned into a haunted house for the evening, or are just aching to get tricked.
Okay, so Chase...
Who's giving out cocaine?
Cocaine. Okay, you use an app for beers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does Hunter S. Thompson over here.
Right.
He uses
and,
yes, I do.
But as a kid... Okay, first of all, you shouldn't have a cell phone as a kid until you're 13, 14.
Seven. I got one when I was seven.
Really?
Yeah.
They didn't have those back then.
Yeah, they had one.
Was it one. In the one bag?
Cell phone. Had to be in the car. In my parents' minivan, that's the only way I could use it.
But
it was attached to like
a big, huge bag,
100-pound battery.
But don't you think it's kind of taken away? You know, to use an app.
Well, there's got to be an app for everything. I'm sure there's going to be like an app for which Christmas sucked, which one rocked,
an app for finding which stuffed horse to fuck in Walmart.
Exactly. Right. Which you know, like, my horse finder app's not working, dude. I don't know if I'm gonna make it at midnight. Dude,
we can't. I'm not down with this tonight, man. My app is showing no near locations.
That is a pretty awesome app, though, right? Don't you wish when you were a kid you could just cut the crap out? Because I remember going down streets where, like, there'd be one or two lights on. You're like, damn, I got to go down this all the way down the street for what? Maybe two handfuls of Snickers, you know? And then where you can just cut to right to the crap and get all the good stuff.
Where in the hell were you trick-or-treating?
I used to get full-size candy bars from one lady because she, like, lived in a basement apartment. And nobody ever went to her place. But, yeah, I'd get, like, two full-size candy nice. Bars. That's I hand good. Out comic books at
Pretty
my
licked.
House.
Pre-licked full-size candy
bars. On Halloween, will you have the new episode of Southern Bastards to hand out?
No, sorry. Okay. It's not been written yet.
It's not been written?
Yeah, it hasn't been released yet. Well, it may be written. It may be getting drawn right now.
Drawings.
Okay, the next one is Hack Your Pumpkin. Why settle for a candle-powered pumpkin when you can go digital? Little Bit, a seller of DIY electronics assembly kits for children ages 8 and up, offers a simple $29 kit for creating a hack-o-lantern, a pumpkin that lights up when it hears a noise.
That's a must-have, right?
We have something like that here at the house. Eli, they were at the Halloween store and they found a rat, and it's a motion censored rat. And if you go by it, it squeaks. It's an annoying squeak. And so he finds it hilarious to put that throughout the house, and then I walk by it. I can't imagine
that wouldn't work with me.
I can't imagine how fucking annoying it would be to have a whole pumpkin. Do that. Like, the Clammy Cubes were here the other night, and Joey was coming down the stairs, and it goes, real, you know, high-pitched, and he's like, what the fuck is that? I'm like, well, you know.
This house is haunted. Let's get out of here.
Let's get out of here.
The Face of Fear. If your kids really want to scare someone this Friday, tell them to go out dressed up as you. Complete with a 3D mask of your mug. Upload profile and front-facing photos to That's My Face, along with $25. They'll email back a PDF file with a 3D origami version of your mug and instructions on how to cut and glue it into a mask.
Okay, wow. Boom. This just happened. I have a great idea.
I want to do this and just wear a mask of myself and see how accurate it is and see if anybody notices.
I want to wear your face like a mask.
Well, what I want to do is I want to get one of those of me and then put it on Molly so that when she says, go fuck yourself, I'll actually get laid because I'll be having sex with her with the mask on.
Hey, you know what? I feel like everyone has one good idea.
I feel like you would enjoy the sex even more if you were looking yourself
in the eye. Oh, yeah. Emotionally, I would just be like, this is exactly how it needs to be.
Everything I've ever dreamed of.
Okay, going around real quick. If you could get a mask of anybody you... if you could get a mask of anybody you wanted to put on somebody that you're fucking, who would it be? Dustin?
I'd probably have to go with Anna Kendrick. She's kind of my current celebrity crush. Yeah.
Brett Conlon.
Maybe like Large Marge from Pee Wee, because I would just crack up the whole time.
Her face looked something like this.
Chase, if you could get a three-dimensional origami mask made of anybody that you wanted to use it on those nights that you have to take a grenade for, you know, people. Every once in a while, a friend has to take a grenade, right?
Here, put this on.
It'd be Christopher Walken. Oh, that feels so good.
It's got a voice modulator on it, too.
Yeah. Right in the mouth.
And it always compliments you.
Right. You're doing so great.
Oh, wow. I usually only keep a watch up there.
Oh, your finger's as big as a watch.
That's not my finger, cowboy. Jason.
I'm going to pick an obvious one. I think Scarlett Johansson, but not for the reasons you think. I don't think she's really – she's not my cup of tea. I would do it because she would hate it so much.
It's hate sex. I like hate sex. I think it's a good idea. I think we should – if I would have known about this prior to – because we have – people donate money all the time, just thousands of dollars they donate to IBWIP, which is on IBWIP.com.
I've heard that.
There's a donation button. I should have had a maid, and we could have all worn everybody else's mask and fucked each other.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. I was up to the last part. I was with you.
When you said there was going to be five dudes in a room with masks on, I was thinking something totally different.
Potty mouth princess video causes a effing uproar.
Oh, ooh. I love this.
Unless you don't watch TV or follow news on the internet, you couldn't have missed the now infamous Potty Mouth Princesses dropping the F-bomb to bring attention to feminism. The controversial video has created waves on and offline and has parents up in arms claiming that letting the little girl speak in such a way is child abuse.
Have you guys seen this?
Yeah.
No.
You have not seen it?
No.
My girlfriend loved it.
Yeah, I was one of those people he talked about that don't watch TV or the news.
I know. What was that thing last time? Like, you didn't know what HDMI was or something?
I didn't know what HD, or was it HDMI?
No, yeah. Just HD. I think it was just HD.
What is
so
HD?
There's been Brett a running joke that you guys are going to print a list.
That's right.
Acronyms for me, and I have to guess what they are.
When Brett Conlon tells you that he doesn't know what something stands for, he's telling you the truth. Blake, have you seen this video that he's talking about, the Potty Mouth Princess video?
No, I don't.
Oh, my God. You guys got to watch it.
I wish I would have queued it up and we could have listened to it.
Yeah, way to go.
Did it has, you want me to get Eli down here and just let Eli cuss?
No.
No? Okay.
Fuck. Oh, jeez. Get back upstairs, Eli. All right.
The video posted to YouTube has gone viral and shows very young girls dressed in princess costumes dropping the F-bomb like sailors, hence the Potty Mouth Princess title the video is now known for. The point of the clip was to bring attention to what feminists say is inequality and sexism against women in all areas of life, but has become popular for the foul language displayed by the girls. The campaign was created by FCKH8.com, which, fuck hate if you can't figure that out, a for-profit organization which advocates sexual, racial, and gender equality through the sale of clothing featuring pro-equality messages.
What does little girls cussing and saying the word fuck have to do with that?
Like, it has nothing to do with it. What they're looking for is shock value.
Yeah.
It got people talking. Check out the video.
It's the same thing as, I think, last time we were talking about the ice bucket thing. It's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll put a link up to the video in the show notes.
What it does... The video is constant, like, bright pink in the background, and all these little girls kind of dressed up as princesses, and they are. They're dropping F-bombs left and right, and they're... I mean... The kids, no fault of their own. Whoever makes this video is full of shit. Because if you hear some of the statistics and you really look into them, they're all bullshit. It has nothing to do. It is a for profit. You mentioned.
Yeah.
It's a company trying to make money through shocking videos, and people say, "Oh, what's this?" It draws attention to them and their website, and then you get to buy their shirt, and the for profit company ends up making a little bit of money.
That's what I've been doing wrong for 7 years now. That's what I've been doing wrong.
Shocking. Yeah, this is not a not for profit podcast.
Do you want me to bring my kid in and we can teach him how to say a lot of cuss words?
Yeah, let's do that.
Just to clarify, this is a for-profit podcast, but
yes,
there's been no profit.
Failing.
Yes.
There's
been failing miserably.
I'm anxiously, every day I check the mailbox for a check.
So do I, because I have no jobs.
Weird, I have a royalty check from IBWIP like once a week for like $300.
Really?
I spend it all on Boosh.
On what?
On Boosh.
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 The Boosh.
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 That's for that Boston guy that's listening. Hey-o. All right. Is that it? We can wrap it up?
There was one more, but I mean.
Screw it.
Screw it.
Fuck it. Yeah.
All right. Well, let me play the little outro here.
So good. Such a classy
podcast. It's amazing how... The show is fuller now that we have all those bumpers.
I would just say it's amazing. You don't need to say anything beyond that.
Amazing?
The word amazing is all-consuming when it comes to this podcast.
Amazing.
Even more so because we're about to listen to Demon in the Night by the goddamn Gallows. Brett?
The GDG.
Anything you want to add to there?
Take your time.
I had something to say, but I was lost in the Dark Knight's eyes over here.
Out with it.
This is what it sounds like.
When
doves cry.
You know what? That's funny because I... Never mind.
You burn your candles in the night. I see your demons in the holy light. Your shadow always comes around. You're a cold bad spot on the cold hard ground. I'll be the one that follows you. I see your demons. I'll be the one who honors you. your fleas. I scratch and itch and bleed. Spread disease, you gotta put me down. Like a magic mod, I've been shoved around town.
Are we back?
Yes, we're back.
Oh, thank God.
Sorry, I was just singing Kenny Loggins.
I tell you what, guys, there are very few things scarier. What?
Sorry, we got lost in a Kenny Loggins moment at the adult table over here.
Look, guys.
Jeez, let's get a...
Videos are playing on my phone. I don't know what's going on.
God damn it.
There's people who want to contact the show. And if I don't read this, no one will ever still contact the show. There are very few things scarier than sitting alone in your home, pitch black, storming night, shutters slamming against the siding, bare-limbed branches scraping against the windows, not receiving any fan feedback. Help us overcome our fears by contacting the show at blake@ibwip.com. Keep us feeling warm and safe by listening to the classic episodes on iTunes, Stitcher Smart Radio, and ibwip.com. And if you truly want to vanquish all evil, check out the show on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, and Vine. Thank you, and happy Halloween.
There's a tardy hearse with a body in the back, and the mourners are standing in the pouring rain. I'll make you a bet, Fob will get you 10. That boy won't beat that lad on Maine. Ah! Are standing in the pouring rain. I'll make you a bet, son. I'll get you 10. That boy won't beat that lad all day. There's a cranky priest checking his watch. Got a couple more to preach today. And the winner in the street just stamping her feet. Shouting's a winner on display.
I know your folks, your daddy went to school with mine. I seem to recollect he died in 89.
Way here it comes, took a ride on fence, running all the signs. He should behave. It makes you think he might kill more. Try to get that body to the grave.
Shovel and a prayer. Tune up all your rusty strings. Let every Christian sing. I'm gonna dance when I go to meet my king. That brought tears to her eyes. She said it wasn't civilized. Man should stick around even when he dies. I'd rather bury you in town and see your body lower down with a wooden marker sticking in the ground. Honk, honk, honk.
the body in the back, and the warders are shouting and cheering and lawn. A feller could make a tidy haul, fat boy don't make it to the lawn. The man in black must be his boss, I bet that there'll be hell to pay. Driver in the hearse with a body in the back, won't live to drive another day. He got a body back across the county line, 10 minutes flat, I wonder if he'll beat that time. Get your shovels out, dig another hole, we got another one to plant today. For the driver in the hearse with a body in the back, just hit that winner in the way.
Oh, well, son of a bitch. It's one of my favorites, the Pine Box Boys with the Tardy Hearse.
Tardy, tardy, tardy hearse. Yeah. Welcome back, folks. Welcome back to IBWIP's 7th anniversary, 7th fucking Halloween special. I'm screwing everything up, but I don't care. I do those kind of things. That was the Pine Box Boys, and Jason.
Yeah, I'm Jason.
I love when you do a certain special thing for me.
Oh boy. We can't. I thought we agreed not to talk about that on the show.
All right. Hold on. All right. It's time for our good buddy Jason and Jason for the movies.
Indeed, it is that time for us to do that thing you said. Jason for the Movies is my most favorite segment, probably right behind Let's Get Personals and the intro to the show. And that is where I talk about... Thank you. Actually, it might be fourth or fifth down the list, but it's up there. It's definitely the top 20 of my favorite things to do on the show.
Well, and you have a history of not doing so well, but I know that you're going to bring it on this big, huge, special...
And that's kind of, yeah, that's exactly where I actually want to start off here. First and foremost, Blake, I would like to thank you for giving me another opportunity to do my movie reviews. I know in the past, even though I put a lot of work into it, I may have not done such a great job. So I really appreciate you giving me another shot at it.
Hey, that's the kind of guy I am.
You are that kind of guy. Thank you.
I think you're going to hit a home run this time.
I also think the same thing. Okay, so for our Halloween themed show, It's our famed Halloween show. Wouldn't you say by now it's famed? How many times we've done it?
It's pretty goddamn famous.
I think after the fifth time you do something, it's famed. So
no matter what,
we're double famed.
Tonight, I thought I would focus on classic horror films rather than what's new in the theater, which I've typically done. I watched the first installments of the following series: Halloween, Friday the 13th, and A Nightmare on Elm Street. None of which I had ever seen before. I know they're kind of staples, but I've never seen them.
Oh, this is a perfect time of year.
It definitely is. I will say that even though these are all considered horror classics, I was not scared at all by any of them.
Well, that's strange.
I thought so too. But they're considered classics, and I don't want to go to my grave. That's topical. not having seen them. So first off, John Carpenter's breakthrough film Halloween.
Yes, one of Shannon Johnson's favorite movies.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. Awesome. Does he like the remake? Does he like the Rob Zombie? You know,
I'll have to ask him that question.
Is Rob Zombie really a zombie, or is it just clever marketing?
You know what?
He's really dead.
A show for another time. I think that's a question for another show entirely.
Write that down.
It's a weird Halloween's a weird movie though. It's clocking in at only 38 minutes. This lackluster thrill ride kept me fully in my seat. Yeah, can you believe it? 38 minutes for the entirety of the whole movie. What exactly is so scary about a beautiful young Jamie Lee Curtis babysitting and running around Haydenfield, Illinois on Halloween that is so scary? I don't know.
Yeah.
What?
Definitely the music. They had that creepy...
I'll give you that. It was spooky music, but it didn't really add up to a hill of beans. Literally almost nothing happened in this film. Jamie Lee plays good girl Laurie Strode, who goes off on Halloween night to babysit a couple of children. Her friends show up, and then, as though they were completely written off the script... they disappear with no explanation whatsoever. Then a crazy bald old man shows up and spouts off something, some garbage about like a psychopathic killer that you never even see.
What?
The boogeyman.
Yeah, you never even see him.
Well, you don't see a lot of monsters. No, a lot of monsters. You don't see them until the end of the movie.
Spooky.
Maybe that's what it was.
this killer they keep talking about, I could only assume the killer shows up in the sequel. So it's odd movie.
To be continued.
What was your favorite part of the 38 minutes?
Probably the credits. I tell you what, I do consider myself a little bit of a film buff, so the movie being only 38 minutes and the lack of any scares at all was alarming. I kept waiting for something big to happen, but alas, perhaps that was the genius of John Carpenter.
Did you like the song, at least?
I did like the song.
Did you see any nudity in the movie?
Oh, no, none at all.
Usually those kind of movies have a little bit of... Usually a couple scenes of nudity.
These are three classic movies that I checked out, and although I haven't seen those, I've seen plenty of other ones, and you're right. There's always at least a couple of breasticles hanging around, and there's none to speak of in this film.
And what kind of caused me some alarm is you said it was like 38 minutes long.
Isn't that weird?
A bit. Last I remember, that movie was like at least an hour and 45 minutes, two hours long.
You said you don't even see the killer?
What? You don't even see the killer in Halloween at all.
Did you see anyone?
When was it that you watched the movie?
Did you watch it in the middle of the daytime, or did you fall? Maybe you fell asleep during it, and you thought it was 30 minutes.
No, I got this VHS copy that I watch. I just saw it the other day.
VHS. It's not.
What's that?
You have a VHS. You have an upgraded?
Yeah, truth be told, I watched it when I was like six.
It HD VHS?
It's HD VHS. But it was a VHS copy that. That I've had for years, and I just finally I've got around to watching it.
This seems odd. Do you have another one you want to go through? Maybe
not necessarily. I think I do have the other two movies, but I tell you what. When I was younger, my mom used to like make all these VHS tapes for me, and she used to just show them to me when I was real young. So
I think your mom. I think your mom was jacking with these movies, is what I think.
This VHS you have, is it the original or is it
no? It's just a black one.
It didn't come with the box,
dude.
No, I've never seen the box. She just wrote Halloween on the side.
I get it. I see what's going on here.
I don't know. I just didn't see.
I think
it.
Your mom's really looking out for you.
What are you talking about?
That's what I thought.
Well, I think she's always looking out for me. She's a great lady.
Have you ever been scared in your life?
No. Actually, you know what?
Have you ever seen a naked 1970s bush in a movie?
It's Jamie Lee Curtis, for Christ's sake.
I've never seen it.
You would have remembered that.
I would have seen it.
Is it possible that
she cut out all the bad shit?
It's possible.
I think that's what's happening. I think that's what happened here.
What's that? The movie's 38 minutes long. Yeah. There's no killing in it whatsoever. I thought there'd be some murders or something. The script is terrible. People just disappear for no reason. They never talk about them again.
I think your mom edited it to shelter you and not... Because that movie is like gory. Jamie Lee Curtis's boobs are all hanging out. Mm-hmm. There's spider webs everywhere.
PJ Souls from Rock and Roll High School. She's in it.
Whatever happened to PJ Souls anyway?
I don't know. She's not in the movie you saw.
I don't know.
I'm sure your mom's fucking
I watched
with you.
It. I watched it this time. I know in the past I haven't watched the movies when I did the reviews, but I watched it this time.
But I don't think you watched the real movie. I think your mom edited it all up and took out all the scary parts, all the nude parts.
Yeah.
And
why would she do that?
It's like when I watched Fast Times at Ridgemont High on TBS as a kid. And then like the first time I went to my friend's house and he had a regular copy and Phoebe Cates took her top off.
No, my
it was
I
like
that
my world
too.
Just expanded.
No,
expanded or exploded?
Well, both.
That's Photoshop because my mom made me a copy of Ridgemont High too, and you don't see anything like that in the movie.
Yeah. I saw that version first, and then I saw the real version.
I think that's Photoshop what you saw, because my mom gave me a VHS copy of Fast Time at Ridgemont High, and there's no swearing, and there's no boobs in it.
Is there any marijuana smoking in it?
No.
Did your mom ever take you to
the theater to watch a show?
Never. Oh,
is she Mormon?
She is from Mormon descent, yes.
Oh, that might explain some things.
Ah.
I know they did the thing with Titanic and they took the boobies out of the Titanic movie.
Do you guys really think that's what happened?
What the fuck is wrong with America?
I mean, how concerned is your mom if you were going to watch a movie like this? Do you think she would approve of you watching a movie full of killing and Sasquatch crotches?
Are you sure there's... I don't know what a Sasquatch crouch... Oh, crotch? Is that what you said?
Sasquatch crotch.
I thought you said crouch.
Look them up on Snapchat.
That was some kind of Call of Duty
Sasquatch crotch.
The Sasquatch definitely has his own...
Oh, my God.
His own crouch that he does.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Crotch.
They were a great band.
You guys really think that...
I don't know.
You guys have seen Halloween before?
You've got a lot of catching up to do.
Have you seen Halloween, Chase? Is there killing in Halloween?
Oh, plenty.
Can you guys verify this?
There's more than one Halloween.
Yeah. Yes.
There's like 10 Halloween.
There's more than one Halloween.
Yeah.
And they're all full of killing and nudity.
Shamrock.
It's longer than 38 minutes?
Yeah. A bit.
Okay.
You need to do some catching up, Bretta.
Well, I am going to go ahead and probably skip my other two reviews then, because they were of similar times. And
yeah, I think you
what other, just real quick, what other two movies were you...
It was Friday the 13th and Nightmare on Elm Street. And I was honestly almost verbatim the same review for
those
two movies.
Your mom has butchered the classics.
Oh, like a retired hockey player just goes and visits a summer camp and teaches the kids how to play hockey or something.
That's all?
It basically was a giant man wearing a hockey mask, like clearing a lot of brush is what I saw.
Oh, God. All right, well... Jason, hold on.
I do have one more review. I didn't think we'd have time for this, but now that I'm not doing those other two reviews because my mom, I did watch Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Hey, good one. That's a classic.
It scared the shit out of me.
What in the? What?
Oh, Jason, I worry about you tremendously. Well, folks.
What was that?
I don't know. I've got audio. I got audio issues going on.
It looked like one of your hemorrhoids shifted on you or something.
Yeah,
you
had it's, to
readjust.
All right, so I got a new game, and I'm gonna go ahead and play the bumper, and then I'll explain it to you guys after that.
Who is you? It is a friend of mine. Who is you? Is it my brother? Who is you? Somebody hurt my soul now. Who is you? I can't take this stuff no more.
All right, thank you very much to Michael Jackson. And
from Beyond the Crypt, how appropriate is that?
I know, right?
The funk of 40,000 years is in the house.
All right.
That motherfucker did not touch me.
All right, this game is called Who Is You? And what we're going to do is I have some cards here with some famous people's names on them. All right. Chase, you are going to be competing against Jason.
All right.
And Brett, you are going to be competing against Dustin. I'm going to hand you your card, and I would like it if you did not look at it, because that kind of ruins it completely. And when I say go, we'll start off with Brett and Dustin. When I say go, you'll hold the card up over your head so the other person can see, and then you take turns asking each other questions, and the first person to figure out who the other person is will win. Then we will go over to Chase and Jason. And the winner will face off against each other in a rousing
round robin.
Who is you?
Okay.
What does the winner get again?
Who is you?
The winner gets the opportunity to karaoke that song live.
Right. Shamon.
We have a lot of interesting stuff.
Hide them.
All right, they're hid.
Okay.
They're hid.
How famous are these people?
The winner gets this pumpkin.
Oh, okay. I want that.
All right. So, again, I have double sized these so you can't see through them.
So these guys are going first.
Okay. Do not look.
I'm not looking.
Do not look. Do not look. Do not look.
Oh, wait. I have two. Should I have two?
No, you have one. They're taped together. Okay. So you can see.
Hold on. Oh.
Look in all a right. fashion that you're able to see it.
All right. So I'm going to
say. It's very contradicting.
All right, so I'm going to say go, and Dustin, you'll ask the first question.
Okay.
And we will see how quickly this just basically falls into a complete mess.
All right.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay, can you read it?
Yours is upside down, by the way.
That's why I was asking, see? Okay, so am I a male?
Yes.
I guess it's your turn.
How famous am I? Would I know who I am?
I would think so.
The inventor of HDMI.
Shit him up. Am I dead?
No. You probably should be. Because of all the... I don't want to say it too much.
Okay.
We rotate, right?
Yeah, keep going.
Okay, it's his turn.
It's like a speed round here.
Am I a movie star?
No. Am I an actor?
No. Do I have a super hot wife?
I doubt it. let's see.
The tensions are high.
Am I a musician?
Yes.
Okay.
Nice. The first yes answer.
Oh, very good.
Am I still relevant today?
Yeah.
It's getting me nowhere.
Am I a guitar player?
No.
Mm-hmm.
This has got to be enthralling to listen to.
The listeners love this.
This sounded like the coolest thing in the world when we were thinking it up. I was like, this is going to be awesome.
This is one of those times when Blake and I were having a writing session for the show. We thought of this, and then we each clasped each other's hands and just started jumping up and down. We were so excited to do this.
So pretty normal day between you two.
It was a Thursday. All right, regular Thursday.
Well, just kind of speed it up. I will
give us some hints.
Each of you one clue.
Okay.
I'm getting somewhere with mine. He's not making any progress.
I'm asking all the wrong questions.
All right, Brett, thing you need to focus on is this person was a famous writer.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin?
Mm-hmm.
What if we just said one word and it would give it away?
Right. Mm-hmm. Dustin, yep. Your person has a very high voice.
Okay.
am I still alive?
No. Am I still a touring musician?
Perhaps.
Perhaps.
I don't really know the answer to that.
I would say yes.
Yes, this probably.
This person is still active.
Probably.
Okay.
Did I take my own life?
Shit, I need to consult Wikipedia, but I think yes.
Yes, I believe so.
Do I wear...
Can I guess?
Yeah, sure.
Am I Hemingway?
No.
Damn it.
Do I wear stage makeup?
I would say probably. Stage makeup as in heavy makeup or...
Not elaborate stage makeup.
No, not elaborate stage.
Okay, so not like...
You have a naturally good-looking face.
Not corpse paint or something like that.
Naturally good-looking face. All right.
Well, there goes King Diamond. That's who I was thinking.
Okay, I'll go through and give you one more question. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to... Am I Hunter S. Thompson?
No.
Damn it. I thought the answer was looking me in the face the whole time.
All right. Brett? Oh, I'll go with Dustin then.
Huh.
Dustin, your person has very longer hair than Locks of Love, Jason.
Hmm.
We're dying here.
At one point,
am I Sebastian Bach?
No.
Damn it!
You're much cooler.
He does fit the requirements.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to.
I would say that this person no longer has long hair.
Oh, I.
Once upon a time, famously had.
In what era was I famous?
The Victorian.
I don't know when that was.
Over a century ago.
The Victorian era, like 1975.
Okay.
That's it's a Mysterium Ball.
Nice.
Oh, they're never going to get it.
Hey, what are we doing? Nobody can guess them.
We cancel the show and don't do another show ever
again. Am I in the band Kiss?
No, you're not in the band Kiss. They would never allow you to be in the band Kiss.
No. All right, that's not working.
No.
What's not working?
Hey, how about this?
The show?
This could take hours.
Dustin, give him one quote from his character, and you give him one quote from his.
I don't know any quotes.
You don't know?
From
oh, his. Son of a bitch.
Never.
No, more, I mean, you can say more? A full line, yeah.
Nevermore?
What?
Nevermore.
I have no idea.
Are you kidding me?
You just say the whole thing. Just say it. Just say the whole.
I don't read a lot.
Read the whole fucking thing.
Quote the Raven.
Nevermore.
Okay, my head girl.
Hey!
Yeah, there it is.
Justin, Michael Bolton.
I have no idea.
See, I was trying to think like Halloween themed, and I'm like, Michael Bolton is not Halloween. He had Edgar Allan Poe.
Or is he?
Or is he? No, he's a pirate or something, I thought.
Hey, if you're listening to the show right now and you're not on the chat... Right now, the message board, you need to, because there's a huge fight going on between me and Alan Jackson.
All right, here's...
Those are the ones we just
No, let's do the new ones.
Okay, the new ones. Okay, Chase, pick your poison.
Ooh.
We're going to get better at this next time, by the way.
Don't look at it. Oh, you got to give that back to me, because you looked at it.
I didn't see it.
You can have it. No,
I'll switch it up.
He looked, but he didn't.
Okay.
He looked, but he didn't touch. I don't know what is wrong with your microphone. I'm sorry.
I don't know. There's just so much beard going on. I don't think the microphone can handle
am
it.
Am I upright? Locks of love?
Am I upright?
Bad loves? Yeah, you're good.
Okay, guys.
Go ahead.
On your marks, get set, go, Chase.
Well, you've got horns.
Am I Hellboy?
Oh, close. You guys are giving each other clues?
I don't know what's going on.
I thought you asked questions to figure out who
they're
you are.
This
is
changing
totally
all
different.
The rules of the game.
He's wearing a Batman mask. He's got horns. Just stating the obvious.
Okay.
I got you.
Come on.
So I'm wearing horns. Okay. Am I a comic book character?
No. Well, I mean, Dustin?
Well, not really. No, not so much.
Not so much? All right. Am I famous?
Infamous.
Infamous, okay.
Ooh, hey, infamous.
Am I Satan?
Bingo. Son of a bitch!
Unbelievable! Chase, why don't you give him one more?
Yeah, like
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
Very handsome serial killer.
God damn it. Like real serial killer? Or
yes, real
theatrical. Sucker. Really handsome motherfucker.
Motherfucker is not the whatever a lot of people say about it. Like, man, he was a handsome motherfucker.
Ed Gein.
I don't think
he was handsome. Wow.
Good looking dude.
Apparently your standards are different.
Ted Bundy.
You're Ted Bundy. Bundy.
All right.
He wasn't handsome.
Jason.
But lady killer.
Hey, a lot of people think he was. Okay, all right.
Lady you're thinking killer. Al Bundy.
I get it.
Oh, Al Bundy was handsome.
Al married with children, the serial killer.
We were way. This was way better because you were Satan and I was Ted Bundy. They were Michael Bolton and Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah. Okay.
Who am I going against?
Brett.
Brett.
All right. Brett, okay. Don't look at your card.
Am I right side up, Brett?
Actually, Dustin, if you could hold that for him so he can hold his microphone.
I can do both.
Okay.
You all
right? Am I right side up?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead and ask me a question. Anytime you like.
Am I a dude or a chick?
You're totally a dude.
Thank you.
Am I fictional?
Yes.
No.
No? Real person?
Real person.
I'm a real person? Okay.
I don't know anything about some of these people.
It's all right. I'll help you.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Am I a musician?
No. Am I alive?
Yes.
Yes. Am I an actor?
No. Am I a celebrity?
Yes. Yeah. I'm going to answer everything just because you may not know. So.
Answer everything and then I'll answer confidently right after
there
you.
Go. We're a duo, Brett.
Have I ever killed anyone?
Many people. Many, many people. Am I famous for like TV or movies?
Yes.
TV.
Which one? TV.
Television. Fucking annoying ones.
TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
TV.
In fact, was famous for having Halloween specials.
Okay.
A
little bonus.
I wish I could do that last.
Am I more of like a mythological person?
Yes.
Correct. Say?
You're a mythological dude who's killed a lot of people.
Am I Dracula?
Yep.
Yes,
you are.
You're the winner.
I've won Rick, you're cleared.
Brett Conlin.
I had to hurry up and win that because I had not much more information about
claim your pumpkin.
The person who Jason
claim your pumpkin.
Is.
Congratulations, but you can't move it right now because it's holding the microphone.
Yeah. It's not doing very much good. Somebody had my soul now. Who is you?
I can't take this stuff no more. All right, that was Who Is You? We'll probably play that thousands more times.
Yeah, I was going to say, no matter how that bit turned out, we have to keep doing it because that intro.
Right, we spent the intro,
I do like that.
The intro is better than the bit. That's the bad part about it.
Same as Punch It Up. You know.
Oh, hold on
punch
a second.
It, punch it. Maybe next time we could all just going around taking turns saying, Who Is You?
Maybe next time we'll just do like a line of the bit, and then we'll play Who Is You like five times, and then end with a line of the bit.
Who is you? Who is you? Who is you?
All right. Brett, why don't you go ahead and read the upcoming episodes, because I'm sure everybody is interested in
I know after hearing this bit, they are dying to know when they can hear something like this again. Episode 160, Vicious Discus, Viscous Discus is now available. I'm sorry.
That's
all
right.
I can't read all that good, especially there's lots of hair in front of my face right now.
Because you're wearing a beard. Let's specify that's why there's hair in his face. Okay.
Episode 161, Macbeth Value Meal is now available. Episode 162, this episode, inevitably titled Lord of the Ring Around the Toilet, will be available on Friday, October 31st. That's Halloween, if you guys didn't know.
Ow!
Episode 163, Heather and Vanessa celebrate Vanessa's 35th birthday, will be available on Tuesday, November 4th.
Could you read that one again? I interrupted you there.
I don't know who is you thinking you just keep interrupting
who
me like this. Episode 163, Heather and Vanessa celebrate Vanessa's 35th birthday. Will be available on Tuesday, November 4th. Love sandwiches as much as I do, but too afraid or intimidated by the sheer magnitude of fine-cured deli meats, gourmet cheeses, and artisanal breads to make or even purchase your own? Then Monday, November 3rd is the day for you. Sandwich Day. Come down off the sugar high that is Halloween by finally creating the sandwich of your dreams or nightmares. And nothing says lay me down by the fire and have your way with me like the smooth and sultry sounds of that brass beast known as the saxophone. Make the ladies purr on Saxophone Day. Thursday, November 6th.
There's such thing as a saxophone day?
Saxophone. Saxophone.
That's when you just listen to Kenny G all day and get it on. That's what we do on Saxophone Day.
Who is you?
Also, please remember to submit your mystery tags and fan feedback to be read live, as well as your questions for upcoming artist interviews. And if you like what you hear, please tell a friend and help us support the show.
All right. You guys ready for some music?
Yes, buddy.
I think we need some music. And I think it's time for the Reverend Beatman and Save Our Soul from Hell.
That it's important that we take a moment to reflect on what we've heard so far tonight. Okay, that's plenty of time. Actually, too much. Let's proceed.
Yes!
Anyway, okay, so Saturday night I had a show with my band, Shadows Incorporated, at the High Note in Pekin, Illinois. And Blake, you were there.
Of course I was there.
Supporting my band.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, you keep forgetting.
Yeah, and, Dustin slash the voice slash Hunter S. Thompson was there.
Thank you.
It was a great, wonderful performance and everything. And I packed up my gear and I get outside and there's a rogue banana sitting next to my truck, placed up against my tires, if it's just leisurely hanging out. And it just so happened to be right where you were parked. Did you have anything to do with that?
First of all, I would never touch a banana.
Oh.
So it wasn't me.
I don't like him either.
It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Well, who is it then?
Who is you?
Was it a friend of mine?
Who is you?
What's the...
It's a friend of mine.
Who is you?
Is it my brother?
Who is you?
Somebody left a banana.
Who is a friend of mine.
Who is...
Did you guys get to the bottom of who it was?
No. I figured I'd let Batman know here tonight at the
I'm
show.
I'm on the case. Save him.
I'd crack down on Blake and try
as
to find
as
out
if it's
him.
I get a cough drop, I'm going to get on this.
I would never touch a banana.
And
you
know what? It was a fresh banana. It wasn't like an old nasty banana. It was still on the peel, had the Dole sticker still on it. It had no spots.
It was the potassium fairy.
It was just sitting there.
Maybe you need to check your diet, buddy.
And yeah. Maybe it was one of those like, great job tonight. Here's a banana. Pink.
You played a hell of a set. You probably need some potassium. All right. Well, as you guys know, it's the 7th annual IBWIP Halloween extravaganza. But also, today is another holiday.
It is?
If you look over to my left, it's the one and only Locks of Love Jason's birthday.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
Feliz cumpleaños.
Happy birthday.
What he said.
We all chipped in and bought you a haircut.
We all chipped in and got you this purple envelope.
Oh, wow. That is a surprise. Yes. Thank you very much.
Did you think I would forget?
I definitely did. Should I open it up right now or not?
Sure, yes. Yes, and describe the fans.
Where's my birthday present?
I will say that I'm deeply disappointed if there's not a couple of 20s in here. Oh, boy. Okay, so it's an old woman wearing a bikini. Which is par for the course, I guess, with the show.
Well, I figured since you're having trouble in the dating scene.
This helps me. This will get me a long way. I'm going to open it up. And oh, there is a gift card. Oh, Taco John's.
All right, let me tell you the story
quick. It doesn't get any better than
Potato Olays.
All right, let me tell you about it. I've never been to a Taco John's in forever. And
too busy at Godfather's.
Right, yeah, exactly. And he always eats there. And I went there today, and I bought a taco, and I bought the gift card. And you would think that I asked them to solve a atomic theory, because it took them 20 minutes to get me a gift card.
No one's ever asked before.
And then, and they were,
I think we got some in the basement.
We
hold
have
on.
Gift cards?
And they were, yeah, that's what the lady said. I go,
can I just give you nachos instead?
I'd like a taco and a gift card. And she goes, she turned around to the other lady, she goes, do we have gift cards? And then that ensued. I was given my taco, and I started to eat it as I stood there and waited. So
here's this taco. Just give it to your friend.
Right.
I bet all the gift cards were like leveling out a machine in the back. They had to like unlevel the machine just to get to it.
It was not a pretty sight. So
thank you very much.
You're
I
welcome.
Really appreciate it.
That's enjoy really cool. Some grilled stuffed tacos.
We wish we could do more for you, but unfortunately, people don't push the donate button very much.
Honestly, I wish you could do more, too.
Hey, you know, I hit the donate button all the time, and then my browser freezes. I don't know what
right. Let's go through real quick, and I want to know what everybody's doing for Halloween. Dustin, we'll go ahead and start on your end. What do you got going on for Halloween this year?
Well, I'll be handing out comics and fun-size candy bars to the neighborhood kids that come by trick-or-treating. Then I get to pick my daughter up after she's done trick-or-treating, and then I believe I'm picking my girlfriend up at the train station. She's coming home for the weekend, so I'll get to see her a bit too.
Wow.
Busy boy.
So yeah,
and you're gonna get to see the mole.
It's on her face. I see it all the time.
Nice. Oh,
she's got the
that
the
other
Cindy,
face
the Cindy Crawford.
Oh, that's hot.
Right. I thought it was down by her vagina.
Sounds dicey.
Britt Conlon, first of all, I want to apologize to you because I forgot to talk to your management about all this stuff, and I was going straight to you, and I do apologize.
Yeah, you know how much I get annoyed when I get direct text messages?
Yes.
We're working on a guy to just handle the text messages right now.
All right.
Heartland Heartthrob. That's right. You're staying busy.
Can people email you for that position? Or?
They can email me, yeah. I don't have a guy to answer the emails yet, though, so once I get him, we'll probably get back to everyone. I'm waiting on all the money to roll in right now.
Right. So
as soon as that happens.
Well, what are you doing for Halloween?
I'll probably be taking my son trick or treating.
What's he dressing up as this year?
Cookie Monster. He loves Cookie Monster right now.
Cookies. All right. Whiskey Chaser. What are you doing on Halloween, sir?
You know, I don't have any definite Halloween plans for the first time in a long time. I have
leaving it open. I see.
Yeah, it's open ended, ladies.
See, he's been on IBWIP. He knows.
Bring your bananas.
Right? Bring your fruit.
There's a lot of fame that comes with being on IBWIP, and you got to keep everything open at all
exactly.
times.
Exactly. Yeah. Ever since I started coming on the show, it's like fuck, I can't plan shit.
That happened to me too. There's just random people taking pictures of me outside my house.
Yeah.
I plan on hitting a few Halloween, you know, haunts, some of the spook house bullshit.
Those are so expensive anymore. You know that?
Yeah.
It's like, here, I'll give you $30. How about you just scare the shit out of me?
Yeah. Just point a gun at my face for like 5 seconds. Tell me it's loaded. And I'm going to go home and jerk off.
On a stuffed horse.
That's on a stuffed horse at midnight.
Not an uncommon reaction.
Batman, Jason.
Yes.
What will you be doing? You have to do the whole thing in the voice of Batman.
I'll be working at my store, handing out candy to kids in the plaza, before taking my own child out for trick-or-treating.
Batman?
That's pretty much it.
That's creepy as fuck.
Damien?
My own child, Damien, correct.
Cool.
Little bat.
Back from the dead.
Since you asked, I will probably be doing whatever Molly tells me to, which usually entails standing in the rain, taking a bunch of children trick-or-treating. Is that kind of what we're doing? All right. Well, that's what I'm doing.
Awesome.
I love it. I don't like trick-or-treating. I think it's evil, but, you know. So, all right. Well, let's go ahead and go around the room real quick.
One more time.
This is like a round table discussion.
You're messing with my mind, man.
I feel like we're at a rectangle table. This is kind of like Larry King. So, why don't we go through and everybody can plug what they got going on. Dustin, go ahead and plug what you got going on.
Okay. Well, aside from handing out comic books and shit on Halloween.
I didn't say what you're going to be doing. I said go ahead and plug all your...
You can check out my music blog, Sleeping with the Radio On, at... you can look us up on Facebook under that name, or swtro.wordpress.com, not .gov, not .net, not .org. I just went with the .com. Seemed the way to go.
All classic. Right. Yeah. And we will put the link to that the site on our show notes.
Yep.
Brett Conlin, last I heard you had an album you were working on. How's that going?
It's going well.
Is it true that it's entitled I Owe Everything to IBWIP? Is that the title?
That is true. That's a working title right now. I've got a lot of pressure on me.
You're working on figuring out a different title.
Yeah, all these record companies, they're pressuring me for the name right now. I don't know what we're going to go with.
Well, when do you think it's going to be done?
5 years.
5 years?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hopefully by the end of the year it'll be done, and then hopefully like beginning of the year it'll be ready to be heard by the masses. So,
all right.
I will send you all 5 copies.
All right. Where do folks go to check out more about Brett Conlin and find out where he's playing?
They can look me up on Facebook.com.
That's what the girls say to him.
That's all they're going to say from now on. At Brett Conlin on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook.com/Brett Conlin Official, I think. Or Brett Conlin Music, I don't know.
They're talking to the publicist.
One of those. And then honestly, like right now, if you just hashtag Papa Stitch, that's the best way to get a hold of me right
now. You're doing a documentary, ongoing
Instagram documentary.
Yeah, I heard
about this lost blues musician, Papa Stitch.
I was lucky enough to do one of those this evening. So, Brett, it's good to see you back here. It's been a long, long, long time. There's a lot of stuff going on. All right, Whiskey Chaser, you always have thousands of things going on. What do you got going on?
Yeah, I know. I'm a busy son of a bitch. The most important thing I have going on is November 15th. November 15th is a Saturday night at the High Note in Pekin, Illinois.
Been there.
I'll be there.
We'll be playing Shadows Incorporated and myself alongside with the almighty Flannel Mouth.
Flannel Mouth.
And we have a band from New York coming to town called Event Horizon. Very interesting group of individuals. Worth checking them out on YouTube. They got a few music videos. And November 26th, Blackout Wednesday. If you're in the local area here in the Midwest, Central Illinois, you need to come out to the Limelight Eventplex to check out Shadows Incorporated and myself. Reunion show with 3 AM Project, also featuring Target the Messenger, Drugs Delaney, and pray for us, as well as Stinky Pete.
Stinky Pete, that sealed the deal for me right there.
Jeez,
bring yo bananas.
Is it possible to get on the guest list? I don't really.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you guys are all on my guest list.
I'll be there. All right, and Shadows Inc. on Facebook.
Yeah, all that jargon. You can get on iTunes and check out our latest EP entitled Prospects Inconceivable, or you can go over to Dustin's record store and buy the motherfucker.
But do that shit.
But as we talked about, you cannot. He could not send it to you.
No.
No, it cannot be done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go see Dustin in person anyway.
Yeah.
Just go see Dustin.
He'll sign some autographs and shit for you.
Totally. Yeah, totally. I'll write, like, The Voice. I'm not Adam Levine.
Speaking of which, that's a whole different story. I've been watching the
he's not listening this week.
American Horror Stories, and he was I'm watching from the beginning. So I watched season 1.
Yeah, you should have just stopped there. Yep, I don't know, the new season's all right, but 3
I'm watching the second season now, and he's on there, like, he was instantly on there, like, first screen. I was like, oh my God, oh my God, we just talked about him. Jason, what things do you have going on that people probably need to know about?
Like my Facebook page, TazcoTradeCo.com. Check us out online, TazcoTradeCo.com. Very cool website, a lot of cool stuff for sale. Check me out on PlentyOfFish.com and OkCupid.com. I am under the username I Own a Bicycle. So a lot of great stuff going on over here.
I heard that the singer from REO Speedwagon once littered in your parking lot.
Is that true?
Kevin Cronin?
No, Gary Richrath.
Oh, yeah.
He goes to the bar a couple doors down from my shop and has on occasion thrown mysterious items up onto the roof of the plaza where my store is located, and my brother scolded him once for it. Check out a previous episode for that whole story. Yeah, it's fairly entertaining.
It's REO Speed Trash, I think, is the name of the episode. That's right. I want to say thank you to all you guys for coming and doing the Halloween episode. I appreciate it very much, dressing up, getting into it.
Yeah, dressing up, audio podcast makes sense.
Hey, yeah, but we are going to, we're in the midst right now of, we have videotaped this whole thing. We have multiple camera angles, so I'm thinking we might put the whole episode, or we might do a series, just do a couple snippets of each one. We'll put it on our YouTube page, which is just search Pia Vision. We have a lot of great interviews, live performances. Brett Collins been on there a couple times.
I've been on there. You guys gave me $5 in gas money to come down and play a song.
Yeah,
one of the best days of my life.
Best $5 I ever spent.
I didn't spend it on gas. Hardee's.
Hey Blake, I gotta tell you, at the end of every show, you always thank us, but let us thank you for putting on such a great show and taking on all the responsibility of operating everything. You do a great job every week, and we really appreciate it.
Oh, stop yourself, my friend. But most of all, thank you to our 4 listeners that we have. We've been doing this for 7 years, and those 4 listeners mean a lot to us. So,
and we're going to make them all listen to it again when we put the video up.
Exactly. All right. Well, thank you, folks, for tuning in live tonight and for joining the chat room. Supposedly, there was quite the heated battles going on in the chat room.
Yeah. There's some sassy stuff going on between Alan Jackson and I, and he's calling everybody out. I don't know what's going on.
He seems like the type of guy that wouldn't back down.
He's probably drunk.
In the chat room.
He's probably drunk.
Do we need to kick his ass?
Probably.
All right.
You know, last episode, I was a part of with Adam Levine.
Right.
And now Alan Jackson. So,
hey,
things are getting hot and heavy.
The important famous people are listening. I don't know why everybody else isn't. I also want to thank Minicam.com, who is the program that we're using for the... all the screenshots and everything. And
all the HD.
All the
take care of all the HD.
All the HDMI and
all the
everything.
Hobo dicks.
So let's get into some more music. We got a couple songs for you here.
Usually at the end of the show, we do one song, but special Halloween episode, we got 2. First up is Satan by Sean K. Preston, and then we'll close the show out with Sin Eaters by the Piss Poor Players.
Mm-hmm. All right. 'Tis now the very witching time of night, when churchyards yawn and hell itself breathes out. What is that word?
Contagion.
Contagion to the world. I like to play multiple songs. We'll be right back.
set to win. He's got his claws around every heart and every soul. Oh, ask you, boy, where you're gonna go. Where the trains come in on the south side of town. Meet me there when there's no one around. Early in the evening when the sun goes down. I'll show you a secret on the south side of town. In the eye, he said, boy, don't you know my game? Where's your soul gone? Rest come judgment day. Where the ships come in on the east side of town, I'll show you a street where we'll walk down. They'll buy their pretty poisons and their sins by the pound. I'll show you a street on the east side of town. That he knows I can't keep. About the world, about these times and the end of days. Leaders of men and all their crooked evil ways. Where the doors are locked on the north side of town. Men live like kings, but they wear no crowns. Early in the evening when their pleasure's underground. I'll show you who serve him on the north side of town.
Well,
it for you. Oh, I do it for you.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use a special coupon code, Section 8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.